just concentrate on the amendment and go to the first correction and make any other amendment that comes up from anything more than that. And we don't go through the entire bill now with our work, but we're looking for the amendment.
And I would encourage that if there's a member in this house who would want us to come to their province, please forward the invitation, because sometimes we get so busy and we can overlook some of the things. You know, so we need your guidance, and some of the comments that you guys are making here are really, really appreciated, because I believe that is also your money to make sure that you pull us in the right direction to be able to make a difference. So if there is a request for us to engage with older women, as long as they are in business, as long as they are selling something, and nobody says it, that this is not a social women's group. It's a woman entrepreneur's group. As long as the need or the desire is to be an entrepreneur, then we can engage with you. In terms of the provincial status, whether we work with some of the provincial status of, yes, we do. Actually, Priscilla, what we need to do, in my office, one of my deputy directors is coordinating the provincial economic GFPs. So on a constant basis, we meet, they meet every month. I sometimes go and leave the appearance and give the brief, but we do, at least we are responsible in this area. And the deputy minister, whenever there's a national thing, we normally, she knows, she has to sign a lot of letters where we invite or we inform all the relevant stakeholders in terms of ensuring. And sometimes if we don't get the response that we would like to see, sometimes letters get open and whatever. But through the economic task of GFPs, which is our main mandate, we've been really trying to, and we report obviously to the National Safeguards on Women in Pretoria.
On the preamble, paragraph
3,
and it lists up, and whereas there is a need to establish the housing development agency, which must perfect the processes of housing development. And again, paragraph 6, which lists up, and further affirmating that there are serious challenges that hinder the realization of housing for all, that there is a need to accelerate the delivery of housing to enhance and secure the required skills. On the preamble, only those two of the incentives can be agreed to and accepted. And then on the arrangement of sections, it was the subsequent changes or technical changes that follow after the incentives and new changes that they agreed to by the House. I will then now be with Clause 1 because the definition is called. I will look at the definitions that were not made and were inserted in adopted. And that will be the definition of developed, which is on line 44. Development means improving or undertaking the development of land acquired by the agency or the agency giving subcontracts to developers to improve or to undertake the development of the acquired land by erecting buildings or structures for the purposes of housing development. And we also had to put a definition for Director General that was accepted and adopted. Director General means the Director General in the National Department responsible for housing. And we also have a definition for landed property. Landed property means land with improvements, including buildings, structures, and services. And then again, we have to have a definition for priority housing development areas. Priority housing development areas means land identified by the agency for housing purposes where buildings or structures are secured for the purposes of housing to be built. And then the rest that is on the AD under the definition for the technical pain. It's not present here.
Just a question on the identification of the definition for priority housing development areas. I talked about the green plan identified by the agency for housing purposes. Now, the whole intention of the bill is partly for, and it refers often to land to be identified, to be housed, to be developed. This is actually no different to any other land. I want to suggest that perhaps somewhere in that definition we need to get the word into to enjoy priority for the purpose of, because we're saying priority housing development area, but the definition is a definition just for any land that the agency will acquire. If you understand what I'm trying to say, sure. It doesn't specifically identify out of a parcel of, say, 10 pieces of land that one will be a priority in the definition. And I think this is the intention of the committee, that out of 10 parcels of land, there may be one or two that will be identified as, even though all 10 have been identified, but the two may be identified as priority. So that the development, the intention I think is that the development of those two must enjoy priority.
We could in fact accommodate what Mr. Singh is suggesting and just say that means land declared as contemplated in Section 3A. The definition may be the same, but in fact, priority housing development areas means land identified by the agency, and then from there we add which is declared as compensated in terms of Section 3A, where priority housing development is where it was discussed. Section 7, 3A, funding of the agency, Clause 7, 8, sub 8. I'm on page 5 and trying to incorporate into the definition of priority housing development what is the same as
that. It tends to make a differentiation between the organs. So in certain parts of that they may declare a priority, but the way the definition states it, just all the land. So that would certainly make a distinction.
We discussed this, and now I think now we have adopted this bill and we have adopted both amendments, and then we said let them be incorporated in the bill as adopted by the committee. Now we are rediscussing the bill. We are opening a new bill. We are giving the staff another job again of the job we already achieved. Then because when we look one person was not there, then we must incorporate also the ideas of the person who was not in the meeting.
Yes, I think Chapter 7, my colleague is right. We cannot construct the way. The whole thing that's relevant, but for now, I think it's taking us millions back.
You want to deliberate on the fact that we have deliberated on this matter with the committee in your absence. And today, we are going to look in terms of the task given to the state of advisors, whether they've done the job and agreed upon the committee. But it appears as though, because you are not in that meeting, you want to open up. Am I right or am I wrong?
Obviously, I'm under the impression
service being adopted, I would imagine the change is made or proposed. If that is not the case, if it is purely to check whether the amendment previously adopted by the committee is incorporated into the bill, then I would tend to request that I be excused because I wasn't part of that committee, and I therefore, I don't know what was adopted by the committee yet, but the committee of members of the present, then make sure that it is reflected in the bill. And if that is the way that they want to approach it, then by all means, but then I cannot deliberate because I wasn't part of the committee. As far as from the explanation earlier, I get the impression that the bill has not been adopted. Any member of the committee should be able to make proposals or suggestions in terms of the committee.
Thank you very much. Let's not cross out of being the group and give you a group. But I send the my approach from my secretary. I don't know whether they will get it. I don't know when to open this meeting because I think this meeting was a meeting to check what we the work that we did on the 19th. But I think if we feel that we are in here, that because this is our piece as the committee, if we feel that there are areas that we have a loophole. Let's agree that those issues must be taken to the regulation, because if those issues, if they are, you feel that they are more important to ensure that this instance operates in the manner we would like to see. Because I think all of us, we are very, our will is to ensure that it operates in a manner that is going to achieve the objective of the sentence.
I
don't
know if you appeal to that this will be a second step. Let's listen to what comes out of this in the action. But as long as the money goes to the government, we're not opening the two process again. But if there are one area that needed to the evidence, in a way that we just stay quiet. Our understanding should be such that this is almost independent. As long as we have that in our minds, and we have an agreement and agreement with them, that today we are reaching the finality of our work. Because if they have power, when this thing now comes to take the decision, it can come back again for us. And when we met at the bond committee, you know, we met with the approval. We were informed that there was going to be a committee meeting and the excuse as well. And excuse, I mean, we got accepted. We got accepted because we wanted to do the we also wanted to do the work. We got accepted.
Okay, I'm by no means saying that the meeting is an opportunity. It's not that. I'm telling you, if we only went to be looking at the amendment adopted then. Because I wasn't part of that meeting, then I actually don't know if the members that were part of the meeting haven't seen the minutes of that meeting, so I'm not sure what was adopted by the committee. Because I'm going to sit there, I can't let say, but that is wrong, because I don't know if the committee made such an amendment or not. That's all I'm saying to you. So perhaps, as per the notice of the meeting, perhaps the minutes, perhaps the minutes will reflect that what was adopted by the committee is purely an exercise to see that it is taken in court.
But the advisors had a list of what was proposed, which is the list that they are talking about. The clear list of what was under that meeting. And they went on the basis of that list. There is one with a solution for after 17 minutes. There is really simply what was the work that needed to be done.
Thank you, Chair. Mr. Sien raised the issue of a definition, not priority, and the definition not being priority.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that proposed that from the state was right, so they can take whatever. But maybe as far as we don't open the debate,
mm-hmm.
is there any way of saying, well, what is the real problem here? I mean, because to me, the agency is meant to deal with priority areas and accelerate housing delivered. Therefore, immediately say priority housing development area. If already there, then what are you talking about? You're talking about the land that has been identified to do exactly there, priority area. So you don't need to inspect or add anything. To me, this is sufficient. Thank you.
For that, can we just get in terms of us moving forward, agreeing with what we have included in terms of the state, the concern of the number?
Can I clarify here in fact? You said that I'm clear on how to say the right thing. Do we leave it as is right now, or do we make a reference to 12738 as I indicated?
Members, is there any harm from making that reference? Can we? I don't know. There's no harm. Let's move on.
Can I say there's harm?
Yes, sir.
I'm not being hard and fast about it. We can leave it with me. They are there. In fact, for those members that may not be aware, this will unfortunately be reprinted because there are errors elsewhere in the world based on your amendment. So we need to be concerned. And my thesis is if we can question our government, there's nothing that we can change dramatically. But if we can make things clear, that's the purpose of us being legislated. And that is why often legislation go out and it's got the whole meaning. If we can tighten up something that is not going to change the meaning of anything, then I actually don't see why we can't do it. I don't have one single proposal that says that it's a contradiction against what the committee is about. That would in fact probably be the major one. The others are corrections. So if like I say, if you want to leave that probability, I will go along with it. I just wanted to clarify, make priority there a difference to the entire land parcel that the agency will be.
My two and three members, let's do it.
I was trying to agree with the other members. Let's leave it. I think the meaning here is the same as the effective that is the same. Because the definition is the priority.
I'm moving into the process station to zone 2, second of X. This cross was a new cross, it was not in the old field, so it was a new intersection. As I said, in the house, but the committee. The purpose of this act is to provide for the establishment of the agency, which will facilitate the acquisition of land and land property in a way that complements the capacity of government at all costs. The purpose of this act is to provide for the government, roles, powers, and duties of the agency, and the purpose of this act is to provide for the fast-tracking of land acquisition and housing production services for the purpose of creating and sustainable human settlements. Was also fixed because of the new interchange that is close to, and three is the ESA instrument of HNC. The housing development HNC is chaired by ESA Smith, the touristic person. The HNC operates for the National Public Entity with six executive authority directors in the ministry. Can I move on?
Yes.
So, four objects of the agency. The objects of the agency are to identify, acquire, hold, develop, and release state and privately owned land for residential and community purposes and for the creation of social and economic development. B. The objects of the agency is to support as many housing development services for the purposes of the creation of sustainable. C, to ensure that there is centrally coordinated planning and budgeting of all infrastructure required for housing development. And D, monitor the provision of all infrastructure required for housing development. Five, role of agency. The agency must, after consultation with the relevant owner, identify, acquire, hold, develop, and release state or privately owned land for residential and community purposes for the creation of sustainable settlements. Two, the agency must ensure that there is funding for the provision of all infrastructure that is required for housing development in which it is involved. Three, the minister may, where there is lack of capacity in any organ of state to identify, acquire, hold, develop, and release land for residential and community purposes for the creation of sustainable human settlements. A. Advise the organ of state to conclude an agreement with the agency to offer assistance in terms of the agency's skill and expertise. Or B. Direct the agency to engage with the organ of state with a view to complete the agreement contemplated in paragraph 8. 4. Nothing in this act detracts from the power of a province and a municipality to identify, acquire, hold, develop, and release land for residential or community development without recourse to the agency in terms of their functions under the Housing Act 1997. Act number 107 of 1997.
Now, this last question I've had, do I agree with everything you said? However, in the last two clauses, mentioned it made that it wasn't in the series of community purposes, it's residential and community purposes. And there's no definition for community purposes. Would that, for example, mean that the agency must be able to develop some land that they have in school as well as get education? First comment on that, is that what the committee intended in the community of the seeing that there's no definition for community?
What's the committee want to ensure that we are in line with the DMC? To raise the issue of the agency and take into account whatever development the agency is, those elements of the game they are taking into account. And I think these people are not going to finish the decision per se, but to go to the decision. But the idea is that we are taking this agency within the ambit of the game. And the South side, each time the proposal was done, not the nomination of the act, those elements are the local economic development. Yes,
thank you. Thank you, Madam. Just to add another thing, community purpose is not actually present. With the original question that was presented before the House, and then again, it is explained when in the Housing Act they explain the housing development. 6. Land between the acquire, the agent name, after consultation with the land owner, identify, acquire, and hold land. A. Registered or vested in the state or any organization which it is prepared to dispose of. Or B. The agent name, after consultation with the land owner, identify, acquire, and hold land privately owned for the potential or community development purposes. Subject to section 25 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa 1996, the agency may expropriate land for the purposes of operation containing the instrument of the law. 3. Section 623 of the Expropriation Act 1975, Act number 63 of 1975, apply with the terms required by the context to the expropriation of land and the reference in that Act. A minister must be construed as a reference to the minister responsible for housing, and B, to section 2 must be construed as a reference to subsection 2. 4. Any consultation between organs of state in terms of this Act must be done in terms of chapter 3 of the Intergovernmental Relations Framework Act 2005, Act number 13, 2005. All the ones that I'm reading have amendments that were put in the book. 7, functions of agency. The agency must, A, develop a development plan to be approved by the minister after consultation with the relevant authorities in the province of the municipality. B, develop strategic plans with regard to the identification and acquisition of state and private owned land. This is suitable for residential and community development. C. Prepare necessary documentation for consideration and approval by the relevant authorities that may be required in terms of any other applicable work. D. Monitor progress of the development of land and land of property acquired for the purpose of creating sustainable human settlement. E. Enhance the capacity of open states, including skills transfer, to enable them to meet the demand for housing delivery. F. Ensure that there is collaboration and intergovernmental and integrated alignment for housing development services. G. Identify, acquire, hold, develop, and release state and private owned land for residential and community development. H. Undertake such project management services as may be necessary, including assistance relating to approvals required for housing development. I. Contract with any organ of state for the purpose of acquiring available land for residential housing and community development for the creation of sustainable human settlements. J. Assist open of states in dealing with housing development that has not been completed within the anticipated project period. K. Assist open of states with the upgrading of informal settlements. L. And assist open of states in respect of community housing solutions. In performing its functions, the agency must A. Ensure that residential and community development are sustainable, viable, and appropriately located. B. Must establish compliance and fraud preventing mechanisms to ensure the integrity of the agency. C. Must ensure that job creation is optimized in the process of residential and community development. D. Introduce and manage a land inventory and information system. And E, ensure that community participation takes place. 3. In performing its functions, the agency may declare priority housing development areas for residential and community purposes. B. Develop and submit a development plan for such priority housing development areas as contemplated in Subsection 1A. And C. Implement measures fast-track housing development in the declared priority housing development. have A. It was just minor changes there. On top A, nothing major. Like the change of document to contain the results A to A. Starting four. Code 9. Again, in code 9, it was just the technical changes. And yeah, it was just the technical changes on the Latin language, I guess. Like in 92, we clarified that the board. The board consists of 7 non-executive members, 6 must include, so that it is clear what that means. Because we have those was not this clear. So 10. There was nothing new. So 11. Also no significant changes. We only had to correct 12 for with regard to the two cents consecutively. It was only that, nothing later. And then close setting, also we have to correct setting 3. The minister may remove a member of the board if that member has. We have to delete where it was only saying members appointed, because there are also members that are designated by other ministers who are part of the board. But there was nothing in it, okay?
Let's just understand the thing, what how the understanding of becoming qualified. How do you interpret becoming qualified? Maybe if you can interpret the qualified correctly, then you may realize the importance of mentoring. not that okay. It boils back to the point that you raised that if you go back to 2011, obviously it goes back to the point where investigations are conducted and the minister may then use this information. So the may still is correct. Convince me otherwise, by the
before the minister can make the final decision to remove, it's not all the process that is set down in terms of the fact that all the labor relations that must have gone through. The process is never finalized until the decision is made. I'm saying on the question of this poem. Again, clause 16, nothing was changed. Clause 17, nothing.
Thank you.
to the Captain Man of Chief Executive Officer and Chief Financial Officer. The appointment of the Chief Executive Officer and the Chief Financial Officer is subject to the Council of the Annual Performance Contract with the
Open.
Clause 19, vacation of and removal from office of Chief Executive Officer and Chief Financial Officer. The board must seek communication with the Minister and subject to applicable legal legislation, remove the Chief Executive Officer and Chief Financial Officer from office, A, from the conduct, B, for failing to perform the Chief Financial Officer and Office position, C, with the Chief Executive Officer or the Chief Financial Officer to come subject to any qualification contemplated in section 11. The Chief Executive Officer and the Chief Financial Officer may resign or upon written notice of administrative aid to the chairperson. The board may suspend the Chief Executive Officer or the Chief Financial Officer during the conduct proceedings against him or her. It was only a change to inspect in consultation with the minister. Clause 20. Nothing. Clause 21. Functions of the Chief Executive Officer. The Chief Executive Officer is head of the agency's administration, subject to directives from the board. The functions of the Chief Executive Officer are to A, manage the affairs of the agency, B, implement the policies and decisions of the board, C, manage and recruit employees, and D, develop an efficient, transparent, and comprehensive administrative system. Clause 22. Functions of the Chief Financial Officer. The functions of the Chief Financial Officer include A, risk management of the agency's project, B, assisting the board with compliance with its decision in terms of the public financial interest, ensuring that money payable to the agency is properly collected, C, ensuring that there is adequate control over the assets acquired, managed, or controlled by the agency, E, ensuring that the liabilities incurred on behalf of the agency are properly authorized, F, ensuring efficiency and economy of operations and avoidance of bootless and wasteful expenditure, G, ensuring that the financial system is in line with generally accepted accounting practices and procedures, H, ensuring an adequate budget and financial system, and I, to provide some financial control systems for the agency. Clause 23. Clause 23, we have to inspect 3. The Chief Executive Officer and the Chief Financial Officer may delegate to an employee of the agency any of his or their powers and assign any of his or their duties. Any delegation contemplated in subsection 1, 8 may be made subject to such conditions as the board may determine. B, must be communicated to the delegation in writing. C, may be amended or withdrawn in writing by the Chief Executive Officer or Chief Financial Officer as the case may be. And D, does not qualify the holder of the office designated the delegation from exercising their power or performing their duty. 3, not extending a delegation or assignment contemplated in subsection 1. The Chief Executive Officer or the Chief Financial Officer as the case may be is not directed of any power or authority or delegated or assigned. Clause 24, staff of agency. We have to change the Chief Executive Officer must determine the staff establishment. The board must determine the staff establishment necessary to enable the agency to perform its functions. And an employee is appointed subject to the terms and conditions determined by the chief executive officer and upper employment policy and details of financial limits determined in upper employment human resource policy, approved by the Minister of Finance and the Minister for the Public Services and Administration, which may make provision for non-sanctionable allowances for employees. 3. The chief executive officer must determine and supply each and all members a copy of the code of conduct applicable to all members of the staff of the agency and justiciable for purposes of disciplinary proceedings. To ensure A, compliance with applicable law, B, the effective, efficient, and economical use of the agency's resources, and C, the promotion and maintenance of high standards of professional ethics. 4. A person in the employ of the agency becomes a member of the Government Employees Pension Fund contemplated in Section 2 of the Government Employees Pension Law 1996, Proclamation No. 21 of 1996, and is entitled to pension and retirement benefits as if that person is wearing civil service in a post classified in a division of the public service. 5. Staff from public entities reporting to the minister may be employed by the agency, subject to the provisions of the Labour Relations Act 1995, Act No. 66 of 1995, and the Human Resources Policy referred to in Section 2. 6. Staff may also be transferred or seconded to the agency from the public service subject to the provisions of the Public Service Act 1994, Proclamation No. 103 of 1994, and the Human Resources Policy referred to in Section 2. Clause 25, funds of the agency. The funds of the agency consist of money appropriated by Parliament, donations or contributions received by the agency and with the approval of the minister, interest on investments of the agency, loans raised by the agency subject to Section 25, proceeds from the sale of land, fees for services rendered based on cost recovery, and subsidies and grants granted by the state. The agency subject to Section 25 must utilize the funds to defray expenses incurred by each in the performance of its functions. Clause 26.
On clause 25, just a question first. Is ANG not the same thing? Money appropriated by Parliament and subsidies and grants granted by the state. That's my first question. And then just on B and on clause 2, I think that should be section 26. Subject to section 26. Let's see, clause 25, section 25. I think the section is subject to the CSM, which is 26.
Transport subsidies, so it is valid.
instance, then what we accept from the system is loans raised by the agent subject to Section 26, but the other one might not happen. Is that right?
Should they not be granted by other open prospects that we've done previously in the first of the public the way it is said that the only national trader, he would intentionally take the sky to disappear.
No, that's fine. You can say granted by the other open prospects. Thanks. Because to me, this clause is self-explanatory.
my understanding when the archives are providing the consent is that in any case, in such situations, what you can name, you can also take away. So it's the same way. If it's the minister has the power to dedicate, and he also, she or he, still retains the responsibility and the power to do that thing, given whatever circumstances. So any resource will not make a difference. Will not see what is done or differ from what is done with the other person, or even if you leave it out. The minister must, after consultation with the agency, make regulations regarding A, meeting to be held by the board, B, regularity of meeting, C, special meeting, D, the taking of decisions at meeting, E, convening of meeting, the necessity of meeting, F, meetings by telephone or video conference or other media communication, G, forum at meeting, H, agenda of meeting, I, the person presiding at the meeting, J, minutes, K, resolution signed by members of the board, L, execution of documents, and N, the proceedings of the board. The minister may, after consultation with the agency and parliament, make regulations regarding any methods that may be required for the minister to describe, and generally any ancillary or incidental administrative or procedural method that it is necessary to prescribe for the proper implementation or administration of the case. On this clause, this is not clear what was done, we have to add parliament. Because what the clause is to, yes, don't say to on regulation. We have to add parliament on day two.
Oh, yeah.
The agency and parliament. 33, nothing was done. 34 also stays the same. 35 was adopted as is. 36 also adopted as is. 37 also adopted as is. And 38 nothing was changed.
Yep.
I will read through the memorandum as is.
One final correction on the clause 37, 1G. I believe there should be section 34.
Memorandum on the object of the sale of the housing development agency of 2008. Object 1.1. In September 2004, Cabinet approved the comprehensive plan for the development of sustainable human settlement and black comprehensive plan. In line with the objectives of the comprehensive plan, the Housing Development Agency, in brackets agency, will assist provinces and municipalities with the rapid release of land and landed property for housing issues that fast track housing delivery. Two, the rapid release of well-located land and landed property for integrated housing is one of the cornerstones for the success of the comprehensive plan. This is important to note that the creation of integrated communities convenient access to social and economic opportunities meets well-located suitable land and landed property. The need for a land acquisition program for housing arises from the realization that land is a scarce and finite resource, and the current population growth of 2.1% will make it difficult for the country to meet housing demand. It has been reported that the urban areas have been and will continue to be adversely affected by the rapid population growth and the scarcity of affordable, well-located land. Number three, the agency will therefore facilitate acquisition of land and landed property in a way that complements the capacities of government across both spheres. Municipalities will be expected to use their housing sector plan to identify local housing land needs. The Provincial Housing Department in Bracket 2HD will be responsible to coordinate this. The agency will then identify and acquire the land and then the property on behalf of the Provincial Housing Department and the municipality and facilitate collaboration with other sectors in the development of that land. The principal objective of the agency is to identify, acquire, hold, develop, and release state and privately owned land for residential and community purposes for the creation of sustainable human settlements. The agency will contract with any open state for the purposes of acquiring available land for residential housing or community development. Six, this will happen where there is a lack of capacity to identify, acquire, hold, or develop the land for residential or community development, and nothing in the act to trust from the power of the municipality to acquire, hold, and develop land in terms of its funding under the Housing Act 1997, Act No. 107, 1997. Seven, the functions of the agency include assisting any organ of state to complete projects which has not been completed and need the upgrade of informal settlements and to deal with emergency housing solutions. The mandate of the agency must be recorded in writing and must contain the operational and settlement indicators against which the settlement of the agency is measured. The agency is governed by a governing board consisting of 2 executive members and 7 non-executive members. The functions and workings of the board are dealt with fully in Clause 10-23 of the bill. Clause 24 of the bill deals with the staff of agency who will be members of the government and participation time. Staff may be transferred or seconded to the agency from the public service subject to the provisions of the public service code. In certain circumstances, the minister has power of intervention if the agency finds itself in a financial difficulty or fails to comply with his obligation of the government. Persons contacted, the bill was published for public comment in Gazette No. 30346 of 2008. Of 26 October 2007, comments were received from Banking Association of South Africa, Credit Management, Provincial Government of the Western Cape, Department of Water Affairs and Forestry, CERFCON, Regulated Municipality. Some of the comments received were incorporated into the bill. The financial implications have not been finalized. The Department of Housing is budgeting for the operational cost of the agency. Parliamentary procedure, the central advisor and the Department of Housing are of the opinion that this bill must be dealt with in accordance with the procedure established by Section 76 of the Constitution, since it falls within a functional area of Section 34 to the Constitution, namely housing. The central advisors are of the opinion that it is not necessary to refer this bill to the National House of Traditional Leaders in terms of Section 18(1)(a) of the Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Act 2003, Act Number 41 of 2003. Since it does not contain provisions taken with customary law or customs of the traditional community.
Thank you very much. Members, you've been listening to the deliberations with regard to incorporating the amendment. I'm saying we have listened to the incorporation of the amendment by the paper advisor, and we're fortunate that we're able to make some corrections. And in essence, what I've listened to are the matters raised by the committee were taken into account. Of course, there were these omissions that this claim is not the thing that we need to correct. Which I think we should accept. That is new amendment. Committee section is stable advice that has done the job. And now the process is such that it should be taken into that by the time we take it on the surface, it needs to be these corrections are starting to be very important corrections. To my mind, there are no major issues with it, unless there's something that I can do. Is there anything major that needs to happen to Parliament to take the given this opportunity? Especially to someone who's from the country. To stay, and I think members, just give an opportunity to members who feel that maybe other things need to be raised. Because we are not going to go to sessions based on the fact that we have been peaceful.
Again, for any other issues to be raised, and when I raised them during the doctor, you say they're not entertained at all. I raised what I believe are quite legitimate issues with oftentimes unintended consequences because a bill can be or a clause can be interpreted wrong. What I did here, I think, in two instances was find sight in about so there's no misunderstanding. My colleagues said that they only want to listen to two later corrections. We go beyond that and beyond their understanding. So I just find it strange that you're giving me the opportunity, but during the thing, it wasn't entertained. So I don't know.
Just give me then the way forward if you can hear me.
I just want to ask, why do you want to substrate our question to this boring debate? You want to all agree?
May I just request that we get the amendment bill before the debate, so that we can once again make sure that it is one of the documents.
Okay, it is a committee or a justice member. So there's nothing really. Justice members, definitely before the debate. Before the debate. Definitely, we're not going to condemn the committee for this amendment. Okay. But for members, it must be ready before, because then they have to do the parliament. If that bill will be ready by tomorrow, next? End of the house tomorrow. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We can be debating. Thank you for coming, and we hope that you have done that type of job. Don't ask us about why. Just still coming at you. Very much.
Time of the year.